Lord, in this day, we want to look to you in a special way. As we see difficult times that lie ahead of us, Lord, we want to look to you and put our trust in you. Because as you said in Isaiah 43, you said that when we pass through the waters, that you would be with us. And when we pass through the rivers, they would not sweep over us. You said that when we walk through the fire, we will not be burned, and the flames will not set us ablaze. For you are our Lord, our God, the Holy One of Israel, our Savior. And so, God, we put our trust in you this day. We look to you, Father. We fix our eyes on you. And we thank you, Lord, because you are with us. We ask that your Holy Spirit would lead us in every decision that we have to make, that you would lead us and guide us, that you would speak to us as we say, as we turn to the right or to the left, that you would be there to say, this is the way, walk in it. Father, we thank you because you have promised always to be with us, and we look to you this day.
Yes, Lord Jesus, we take hold of your promise for the Church of Philadelphia in Revelation 3. Since you have kept my command to endure patiently, I will also keep you from the hour of trial that is going to come upon the whole world to test those who live on the earth. Lord, we are living on this earth, and you are the same. Lord Jesus, we ask you to keep your lamp burning in your covenant fellowship. We ask you that you will pour out your Spirit upon each household, each family, each person in this congregation, and even the new ones that are to come upon the pastor and the leadership. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for this church that has endured patiently that is persevering. We pray for your promises to keep us safe, especially safe from the world, safe from Satan, safe from a sin, so that, Lord, we might be able to persevere wholly till the end of our very lives, being your faithful witnesses on this earth in this hour of trial. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.